My name is David Forrest, podcaster, traveller, Lord of the Dance. There's nothing me and my fellow explorers, Stephen Smurf Murphy, David McCluskey, and Ewan Nicol love more than playing Penny Falls Machine and eating smoked fish. That's why in this Travel Jags we're off to Arbroath from what may be the last time. So pack your bags and join us for Travel Jags 3, Smokies in the Water. Our journey began on the 1041 train to Arbroath from Glasgow Queen Street. We pick up the adventure with myself, Smurf, David and Ewan outside Arbroath Station, having just came off the train.
We have arrived at Arbroath Station. Oh, yeah. Hello. Dave, Ewan, Smurf. How are you? You've had a couple of cans of Vil on the train.
Point.
Lubricated. Bit upset they're getting rid of the Lilt name, but yeah.
Lilt died.
Not, well, Lilt didn't die. It just reformed, like Airdrie, which means we now need to hear it.
Good train journey. Nice walk.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it?
1 hour 50 minutes or something.
Good weather.
Yeah,
good weather.
On the party train.
On the party train.
Nice weather for the train, yeah.
A bit quiet, like most of them had been in the Netherlands, but
yeah, we met someone who just was there and was a Thistle fan and Place for Jags are good and just sat silent for an hour until Amorfeet turned up. Exactly. Shout out to Silent Thomas.
Best of luck in midfield for the rest of the season.
But the Jags are good.
As we made our way to our harbour, we were suddenly overcome by the urge to buy some fancy goods, and we knew just the place to buy them.
Tools and fancy goods, pots and pans and nuts and bolts and tools and fancy goods. Pots and pans and nuts and bolts and tools and fancy goods.
Pots and pans and nuts and bolts and tools and fancy goods.
With our carrier bag full of pots, pans, nuts, bolts, tools and fancy goods, we made our way to the mecca of Seaside Scan, the Bell Rock.
We've just came out the Bell Rock. Is this your first time at the Bell Rock?
No.
No.
When he was a bairn.
No, it was like 2 years ago.
What were your thoughts? We all had the fish, you had the scampi.
It was pretty decent.
I preferred it to the smoky. Smoky last time was really bony, but that fish was boneless.
I do understand why it is a religious icon.
It's a good place of worship.
I would like to sample like more of the menu and the buffet and stuff like that.
The Louvre does not have anywhere near enough art to come close to how the Bell Rock's art.
I wish I had the bravery to order a spicy fish.
The spicy fish is intriguing.
The beef ragu shin as well.
I really want the beef shin ragu. Or the spam fritter. I am not worthy enough to order a spam fritter.
None of us are. But top marks of the Bell Rock.
As always.
We'll be back.
With our stomachs full of fish, we made our way to Gayfield for the game. And despite predictions of 35 mile an hour winds, there wasn't much bluster from the home side.
So it's going to be Goldie kick us off here. Referee Stephen Kitlin just checking with his. And we're away here. Arbold shooting towards the switch's end, first half. He's had more clubs than Tiger Woods. he's a threat though, experienced striker. Lawless run at Connor Teal. Easily gathered by Derek Gaston on the home goal. Oh, Jay Bird's nipped in between the two centre halves. Good centre play. Can he get across? Michael McKenna advances in. Jay Bird. And it's out for a first corner kick. Sorry, first Arbroath's first corner kick. Jay Bird done very well there.
Great break.
Good save by David Mitchell. Innes Murray drives it across. Fantastic ball back in the box here. Liam Macbeth. Sorry, Luke Macbeth. I apologise.
I was at one point a number six.
Right, okay, Sean front to back four.
I have also played fullback, but with age got much slower.
So yeah.
No longer an option.
Uh-huh. Lewis Nielsen on loan from Hearts. Aidan Fitzpatrick, Connor Teal faces him. It's a shot away, and it's a goal. Aidan Fitzpatrick has scored for Partick Thistle. Connor Teal could have been a little bit tighter there. He struck it from just inside them. Liam Macbeth drives forward. Luke Macbeth, sorry. Jack McMillan gets it across the goal. He's offside. Offside. Good ball, Michael. Just hanging up in the wind there. Ernest Murray. Ernest Murray. See the ball getting held up there, Kelly, with the wind.
Yeah, I thought it was dipping in. I don't quite know what the referee's seen to give a free kick, but the wind certainly played its part in that volley.
So it's half time.
Yes.
1-0 up. Did we see the goal?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
No, 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 you didn't.
Yes. I heard it from the mic.
So it sounded brilliant.
We felt it. I was talking to Ken Boswell earlier. He says that his work have given him a shopping list because it's the last time. He's got 8 smokies, a quiche and a patty on him.
That's almost as much as we had in the Bell Rock earlier.
Exactly.
I thought you were going to say his shopping list was pots and pans and
nuts and bolts and tools. he's got that in the car. So thoughts on the game so far?
Been alright. It's been pretty good. Fairly kind of almost not quite dominant side.
Not
enough
what's happened. We've not really tested.
We did put the ball in the net. It was called for offside.
Yeah.
Need another look at that one.
I know.
I presume Gaston's in goals for them.
Var Brof as ever.
Not really done much.
Conceding a lot of fouls.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Mitchell's
of
not done much. There was ones they had a volley actually. Yeah. It would have been called for offside, but it was a pretty good volley. But
if you start a sentence with any Thistle goalie has not done much today, I'm thanking God.
I know.
And the Seagulls are on for their half-time lap.
Seagulls have been subbed on.
I'd love to see them try and hit the crossbar.
They'd be quite good at it.
This has been utterly nonsensical, this half-time debrief, but hopefully we see a goal in the second half.
So now downwind here, should help our Broth. That's just away here. Scotty Stewart. Dowser's got in behind him. Ryan Dow. Oh, good effort, Ryan Dow. Good ball, Scottish Stewart. Good running by Ryan Dow. Brian Graham's got a yard here. Experienced striker cuts on his right foot. Brian Graham. Offside for Scott Robinson. Yeah, cup of tea with your cooked breakfast, Kelly?
Coffee.
Oh no, coffee. I hate coffee. I'm a tea genite. Jack McMillan. Oh, it's cleared off the line by Gordon Walker. Kerr McEnroy tried to bundle over and it was cleared off the line by Gordon Walker.
He's done well since he came on, to be fair.
Yeah. Oh, that's a yellow card. That'll be the first yellow card for Harry Millen. Dowser hooks it. Looks to set Leighton McIntosh free. Leighton McIntosh, can he get there from David Mitchell? No. Mark Stowe. Dreadful ball.
Oh.
And here we have it, that's the final whistle here at Gayfield.
With the 3 points in the bag, I made my way around to our next destination and gave my full-time thoughts.
After full time, Smurf, Ewan and David have went on to the arcade. They've also tried to find a stash of cans that we've put somewhere as well. In terms of the game itself, it was only 1-0, but it could have been 5 or 6. We had 2 ruled offside. We had 1 that was cleared off the line. It was definitely behind the line. And as well as that, we had a defender just flat out saving it with his hand. I thought that our both were quite poor, which was a shame. Obviously, we're all big fans, as you may have noticed, and they really did not bring much today, which was a shame. I thought we were really good in patches. By the end, it was a bit shaky. We were still 1-0, and you kind of thought that it was going to be, you know, one of those bottle jobs, or, you know, 1-1, 2-1, whatever, to our bro. But we stuck in the end. Great atmosphere in the away end, and yeah, just a lot of fun. They are not the best game in the world, but certainly plenty of action in there. Fitz's goal was brilliant. We didn't actually see the goal, to be fair. But 3 points is what we need at the moment, just getting points on the table. Morton losing today as well is really big for us too. And, you know, fantastic stuff. Long may it continue.
With the undercard out of the way, it was time for the real competition. As we visited one of the last Sega Rally machines in Scotland not held in captivity, it was time to win the Skeleton Goblet at Pleasureland Arcade.
Come on, fuck off them, get off the road!
Oh, your tires are definitely bald, by the way.
I'm not...
Take him on the inside.
Go on, go on.
Sorry, there's no cheating in this game, come on. Well, Smurf, you've done absolutely
everybody here, by the way. Keep it in.
Oi. Hey, come on, stop playing, man. Come on. 16-16. Let's get 15. Come on.
You cannot finish last here, come on. Stick in. Keep going. You fucked it. Time is up. Blank 15.
That's it, you've taken your license off me.
You didn't even play manual gears, did you?
I don't drive. And here we have Dave Forrest live in his natural habitat of Pleasureland Arbro. Feeding tickets, gaining energy from the machine.
So, sit rep Smurf, the tally at the moment, we're about 1,200, 1,300 tickets deep. We need 1,770.
We're about 60.
McCluskey is currently battering the axe throne.
We're about 66.
We're 66%. We are there. Believe, is it? We're winning the cup. The axe throne seems to be the. The axe throne is a license to print tickets, but the deal or no deal machine has been kind on times.
The one that won last time, the NFL machine,
is gone. They saw you coming. They're like, oh no, no having that again.
With 55 tickets to go, we were running low on money, and we needed something special. Thankfully, when we were at the Bell Rock, we met the Barbies, Hera Wilson, Hera Holloway and Kirsten Fraser, who gave us their Pleasureland card of £2 loaded on it. It was time to cash in the card for the final boss. Deal or No Deal, Double Jeopardy.
You join us live at the Deal or No Deal machine. It is Double Jeopardy, the £2 one. If we get the amount of tickets that we need, we will win the goblet. This is it. This is the last dance, the last boing.
This is paid for by Heather Wilson, who donated a nice card.
Sponsored by the Heather Wilson Cup.
Sponsored by the Mum's Buffs.
Start the double deal.
Deal or no deal.
This could be it.
Let's do this.
Number 9 for Chris Doolan.
Choose your box.
Number 9, Chris Doolan.
This will be your... You chose box number 9. Now.
After an all-red second round, with a lot of the high money boxes going, the banker made us an offer, but disaster was just around the corner.
Here is the offer. Deal?
No deal.
No deal. No deal, no 27 tickets. Absolutely not. Right.
Four.
No! No! We've lost the 200s.
It came down to the last two boxes. If we drew 8 tickets, we go home empty-handed. If we draw 60 tickets, we win the goblet. There was nothing more for us to do than to put our faith in number 9, Chris Dolan, and pray.
So we're 8 or 60. The banker's offer is 34.
Well, that's the highest.
It's the highest offer that we've had. No deal, no.
The banker offers a swap. Make it one.
No deal, no swap. Number 9, Chris Dolan. What's in the box? Yes! We've won the goblet!
With the goblet secured, it was time to go to the ticket machine to count our winnings and collect our prize.
Here we are, the ticket machine, the final count. So let me go.
Four in a row! You're on fire! Defense and dominate!
Oh, what noise, man.
I'm just getting like, I'm not.
That's all the ones I gave you.
Fuck's sake, man.
We're gonna get two goblets at this rate.
A double. Right, everyone, shush. We're gonna put in the tickets and you're gonna get the final ticket. Clean ticket audio. The final ticket.
It's the worst.
Right. Here we are. The final ticket.
The final one ticket. Takes it. After collecting our prize, it was time for the Pleasureland Guard of Honour on the dance mat.
So we've won the goblet. It's in the bag. We actually get the extra tickets and bought some Malwams and a giant inflatable hammer. But we're going to have a victory lap on Dancing Stage Euromix 2.
Captain Myros Nocotty, and we've got Scott Tiffany. We're on our way to the Premier
As with all great title wins, there has to be an after party, so we went to Tutty's Nook for a celebratory pint.
So Smurf, we've finished our pint in Tutty's Nook.
Yes.
Out the goblet. We've went in and bought some more food from the Bell Rock, a second helping. We've defeated Pleasureland. What have we learned today?
Our growth's the best away day in Scotland.
We have indeed learned that, yes.
And I hope that they don't get relegated.
Oh no, absolutely. You know, God bless the Red Blisties.
I would rather come here than Falkirk.
Absolutely.
To be quite honest with you.
Your thoughts on Tutty's Nook? We just came out of Tutty's Nook. What do you think?
Good pint of Guinness.
Good pint of Guinness.
Solid Guinness. No logo on the foam.
No logo on the foam.
Phenomenal pub, directly across from the stadium. Incredible amenities at Arbroath.
It's got a cool name.
Enjoy it.
It's got a great name.
Enjoy
it. Yeah. We are in the Seaside Leagues, and you know what? People give it a bad name, but they've never won stuff at Pleasureland. We also won.
People don't like the Seaside Leagues, right? But realistically, who doesn't like the Seaside?
Exactly.
Grow up, man.
Or the leagues.
Can you win a goblet, a remote control car, a bunch of Malwams, and an inflatable hammer
in
Hamilton? No. In Grangemouth? No, exactly. Ergo, the Seaside Leagues are class. But yeah, and what does it taste like?
having beer out of a goblet, it tastes like success. It tastes like championships.
Success and like a real kind of metallic stainless steel kind of taste. Yeah, it's because it was unwashed, you know.
True, yeah. Unwashed but we move, but yeah, hopefully Arbroath away days, they're here to stay. Good luck, Arbroath. Let's send Inverness down.
Morning, Jack.
Thank you for listening to Travel Jags. I was joined by Ewan Nicol, Dave McCluskey and Stephen Smith-Murphy. Thank you to the Barbies for their tickets and cash assistance. And Travel Jags will return whether you want it to or not.